Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about reconsidering our economy and growth. I know it's hard to believe, but growth and prosperity are not the same. In fact, they're opposed to each other. I'll discuss that and a lot more on the economy today. Next Friday, on December 9th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that we're in the most unusual and amazing period in all of history. And if you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. You can get on my schedule by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And my last client day for this year is December 15th, so get on it quick. Okay, well, hey, the holidays are here, and you know what that means? It means you're going to need a new calendar soon. This year, don't just buy a regular calendar to keep track of the days. Get a calendar that will tell you what time it really is, when to act, when to wait, and how to best use your time. That way, you can work in harmony with the universe and be much more successful. That calendar is the 2012 Good Timing Guide, Time Codes for Success. It's color-coded and easy to use. It applies to everyone, especially to all your projects, work activities, and important decisions. It includes those pesky timeouts when nothing comes of whatever actions you're taking, so you can avoid taking important actions then. Just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com and order your good timing guide so you can be more successful by working in harmony with the universe. And you can also call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? First of all, how are you doing with Mercury retrograde? Do you feel like you're doing everything two or three times? That's what it's been feeling like for me. I even drove a good distance to a store and got all the way to the checkout before I realized I had not brought any money with me, any form of money. Maybe you're having a better time with this one than I am. Now, this Mercury retrograde is in the sign of Sagittarius. That combination is often associated with not paying attention to details, which creates delays and frustrations. It's also associated with dogmatic communication, suggesting that we need to rethink all forms of judgment. Mercury is not comfortable in the sign of Sagittarius, whether it's direct or retrograde, and it will stay in Sagittarius through January 7th. So be sure you double-check all details while Mercury is in this sign, like taking your wallet to the store. Okay, now this cycle is known for finding mistakes that have to be fixed, miscommunications, delays, and transportation challenges. Now, why would the universe send us such a cycle? Does it really want to watch us pull our hair out? Not really. It's just trying to slow us down so we can find our mistakes, catch up, and learn something new. The trouble is, we don't typically learn much when we're going 90 miles per hour through our days. This Mercury retrograde cycle is designed for us to look back, reconsider our direction and decisions, and reconnect with people we may not have seen in quite a while. It's an ideal time to write those holiday cards, make photo albums, and appreciate the people in our lives. And it's also an ideal time to reconsider any important decisions you're in the process of making. Now, we're in this cycle of Mercury retrograde through December 13th, so take advantage of it. Schedule at least 50% less than usual. Then you'll be able to slow down, reconnect with special people, rethink, redo, and catch up. This is not the time to sign contracts because instead, you ought to be doing research before you sign them. Next, today, December 2nd, is the peak of a very high energy cycle of Sun square Mars. Now, if you use this cycle in connection with the high prosperity cycles we're having now, then you're likely to make a lot of money. Get some extra exercise with this cycle, or you may just explode. This is especially true today when the moon is in the mix, adding extra volatility. So getting extra exercise will help prevent anger, frustration, and aggressiveness. And those traits tend to push away prosperity. So the extra exercise will help attract money to you. You can accomplish a lot with this extra energy. Use it well. Sun square Mars stays in range through December 13th. Now, just as that cycle peaks today, December 2nd, we're in the midst of three more cycles. The first one, which is Mercury square Mars, is associated with angry conversations and road rage. So be extra careful what you say, as your sword may be sharper than you realize. This cycle peaks on December 4th, and it stays in range through December 8th. Stay extra alert on the roads, too, and give yourself extra time to get places. Now, the second cycle, which is Mercury conjunct the Sun, suggests that we're not seeing something important. This is like being blind to the details of a situation and not seeing what's really going on. So be careful what you say at this time and watch out for other drivers. Avoid driving when you're angry. With these two cycles, you might not see another car or obstacle, and it would be easy to have an accident. You could also attract road rage to you, so run around the block or let someone else drive instead. This cycle is in range now, and it peaks on December 4th. It stays in range through December 6th. Now, next, we have a wonderful set of cycles that are still in range and which are great for creating prosperity and getting what you want. This can also be fabulous for romance, especially in this case for passionate sexual relationships. Creativity is strong with these cycles, too. These cycles are Venus conjunct Pluto and Mars trine both Venus and Pluto. So Venus conjunct Pluto, the intense and passionate side of the cycle, just peaked yesterday, and it stays in range through December 6th. This cycle can also be associated with large projects that have the potential to bring in a lot of money. Venus trine Mars, which is great for getting what you want and energizing love relationships, peaks on December 5th, and it stays in range through December 13th. Now, in addition to that great news on December 6th, the moon gets into the action and brings in extra prosperity for those days. So maybe you missed getting a previous order, but you get it now. Or perhaps you reconnect with someone who was interested in your products or services and now they're ready to buy. Or maybe an old lover will show up. Just be looking for that extra prosperity to come in and be careful that you don't spend all of it. Some romance could be showing up at the same time. Now, next, I want to give you a heads up about next year. Between late January and early August, there are very few days for starting major new projects, including companies, websites, signing contracts, and things of that nature. So, what's important to know is that it's tough to start new projects now with Mercury retrograde, and pretty much the few good days we have left for new starts are December 26th after the timeout, December 27th, and December 28th before the timeout. And we don't get more good days for new starts until January 12th and 13th. Now, after that, you would have to wait until late April through early May to get a good day for new starts. And then we hit another long dry spell until early July. So we get one day here and there, and then not another until mid to late August. So pay attention. Next year is full of delays and major challenges that could prevent new starts from getting a solid footing until later in the year. Do your best to start new projects in late December, right after Christmas, or on January 12th or 13th. Now, lastly, just a reminder that we're in eclipse season. The full moon lunar eclipse will be December 10th, and strange things can occur with this series of eclipses, the first of which occurred on the night of Thanksgiving. Eclipse events can occur between now and January 10th, and you may experience strange financial or relationship difficulties, or a possible illness could occur with these eclipses. Just remember that there's likely to be too much confusion to make a good decision related to the issue until later. So wait until you regain your clarity to make any important decisions. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. Notice that we have a very long string of green dollar days, which began the day after Thanksgiving. They last all the way through December 7th. Now, next week, we're headed for a full moon when many decisions get made. So remember to contact your prospects or managers concerning important decisions during these good days, especially Sunday or Monday. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. Or you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. To do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the page. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, did you know that growth and prosperity are actually the opposite of each other? Do you understand where the economy is headed? When I come back from this short break, I'll talk about reconsidering the economy and growth. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Psychic Dougal Frazier, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Stinging nettle. Not simply a plant to avoid brushing up against while in the woods, this plant is an important herb. Harvest fresh with gloves, and you can add this leafy green food to soups, lasagna, or make as a tea. High in minerals such as iron and calcium, nettle leaf has antihistamine and anti-inflammatory effects, so is a good ally for those with seasonal allergies. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Terry O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading or go to her website at carrieoconnor.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Wow. Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today I'm talking about reconsidering the economy and growth. And with so many uncertainties about the economy, it's time to take a closer look at what's happening. Now, first of all, let's just start with what does it take to create wealth for a person, a business, an organization, a state, or a country? This is actually fairly simple. We do some form of work to create value. That value can be in the form of a service or a product. And then, as long as what we earn from our efforts exceeds our expenses to create that value, we then create revenue or income. And over time, that income builds up into wealth. So that's the basic concept for anyone, or any business, or any country. Our ideas and energy or work turn into wealth as long as the value we create yields more income than the cost to create it. Now, once we have the situation, we have a choice. We can either choose to grow, or we can choose to prosper. Most of us have an erroneous assumption that growth and prosperity go hand in hand together. Now, if you happen to believe this, then I've got news for you. This is not how it works. Consider how a family works. Let's suppose that you have a family of three people, mom, dad, and one child. Now, let's suppose that both mom and dad get a good raise. In fact, they get a good enough raise between them that if they wanted, they could have another child. Or instead of growing their family, they could choose to spend or save that money in other ways and make each family member more prosperous. Now, right there, you get the understanding that growth does not equal prosperity. In fact, you can look at the largest country in the world, China, and see that they're not as prosperous as the U.S., which has roughly one-fifth of the population of China. Of course, when a business grows, they hire more people. And as they do this, they expect to create more revenue. When a family grows, though, they incur higher expenses for a new child, and usually having an extra child doesn't bring in more income. So as a family grows, it tends to be less prosperous. But just to be clear, when a company grows by hiring a new worker, that could bring in more revenue over time. That may not happen immediately, though. Usually it takes a while for the new worker to perform their job well enough to bring in more revenue than their cost. And remember, too, that the company could have decided to give everyone pay raises with that same money instead of hiring a new person. So then each employee would be more prosperous, but the company would not have grown. Now, we typically think of growth as being the equivalent of prosperity, but actually, though, the two are completely different. So in the current situation, it may be time to rethink the constant desire for growth so we can focus on becoming more prosperous instead. Now, let's consider a different situation. What happens when we incur a debt? Basically, this occurs for one reason. We've somehow spent more than we earned. In a business, this would mean your costs exceeded your income. So when we have a debt, we promise to pay this money back out of our future earnings. Now, whether this occurs for a family, a business, or a government makes really no difference. In this case, we make choices that require our future earnings to pay for something we're getting now. Now, essentially, we believe that our future situation will be better than the one we have now, so we can pay the money back. And in the case of a business that takes out a loan so it can expand the business in some way, this is likely to be true. Or perhaps you know that you're getting a good raise and you're willing to spend part of that raise in advance of receiving it. However, often the case is that we don't really know where the extra money will come from to pay for the debt. In general, we're willing to give up some of our future earnings so we can have something right now. So now that we understand these basic concepts of wealth, growth, prosperity, and debt, let's look at our current economic situation. Currently, if you look at the National Debt Clock online at www.usdebtclock.org, you'll see that the U.S. owes over $15 trillion in debt. It's common to hear that every man, woman, and child owes over $48,000 to pay off this government debt. However, it's less common to hear that every taxpayer owes nearly $134,000 just to pay off the national debt. Now, I don't know how you feel when you hear that last number. For me, the $134,000 that I owe as a taxpayer feels overwhelming. Just imagine what you could do with that much money. You could buy four or five pretty good cars with that. In some parts of the country, you could even buy a house. That's a substantial amount of money. Now, next, we have to add interest to that debt, which is continuously compounding and adding even more debt to what we already owe. To me, this feels like I'm already on a steep treadmill, and then it speeds up. It feels like I have to run even faster to up a steep hill just to be a taxpayer in this country. Now, that $134,000 that each of us taxpayers owes for the national debt doesn't even include any of our own expenses. Now, think about the complete picture of what's going on with debt. Europe has so much debt that international companies are coming up with their own game plans in case the euro falls apart. The U.S. has so much debt that the Super Congressional Committee failed to reach an agreement on how to pass a budget. And at the moment, the dollar looks like it's in good shape compared to the euro. But just wait until next year when the U.S. probably won't pass the next budget needed in order to increase the debt ceiling again. The U.S. will get its credit downgraded again and will be paying higher interest. Now, what does higher interest lead to? Even more debt. And with all this debt, just how are we supposed to grow our way out of debt? Remember the magic formula for creating wealth? You earn more than you spend. In a business, you create higher revenue than your costs. But when you have a lot of debt, your costs are a lot higher than they should be. So you have less and less money to survive on in the present, let alone being able to grow or prosper. Just remember this. You cannot grow your way out of this much debt. At some point, the debt becomes so much of a burden that you cannot pay it any longer. And this is what's about to happen to the U.S. and parts of Europe. Back in 2003, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency warned that in less than 10 years, the U.S. debt will become, and I quote, unaffordable. Well, we're about to enter into the last of those 10 years. And if that office was correct back then, the U.S. is somewhere between 1 and 12 months from its debts becoming unaffordable. Then come the dreaded defaults that everyone worries about. Who's going to lose when we have those defaults? The same people and businesses who helped us get into this mess, primarily the banksters. Yes, there will be some individual investors who will lose too. And if you're listening to this message, be smart and ensure you're not invested in U.S. Treasury bonds. Take the time to actually look at what your mutual funds are invested in. Now let's get back to the U.S. defaulting. When that occurs, does that mean that it won't be able to pay for Social Security or the military? And what about other government workers? Now, first of all, Social Security is paid for separately from the U.S. budget. We've all paid into that fund, and it's not part of the U.S. budget. So Social Security should get paid no matter what happens to the U.S. Treasury bonds and notes. Second, there's enough revenue for the U.S. to keep essential functions paid and going, such as the military and other federal workers, even if it defaults on its treasury bonds. And when the defaults occur, it will be very similar to a situation in which a person decides not to pay their credit cards anymore. What happens to those people? They can't charge any more to their credit cards, but they're still going to work and taking care of their affairs. The credit card companies may even work out deals to lower their payments so they get the balance paid off. The same thing will happen to the U.S. And what's even better, if the U.S. and other countries would default, we'd get rid of that debt. The main thing to remember is defaults will not be the end of the world. In fact, they would be quite helpful. If the U.S. didn't have to pay $1.2 billion in interest every single day for the debt, we could spend that money on much more important choices. Then we could really decide if we wanted to grow or prosper because enough funds would become available to have that choice again. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Here's a great budget tip. Learn how to live on 70% of your income. Pay off debts with 20% of your income and save 10% of everything that comes to you. Put that money into a wealth fund that you will grow each week. You might buy a small gold coin with it now and then or invest it in something you prefer. Just remember to save 10% of whatever comes to you, income, gifts, the lottery, etc. That wealth fund will grow and attract more money to you. Now, join me again next Friday on December 9th when I'll tell you about what's up in the heavens and then take your calls. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2012 Good Timing Guides and newsletter so you can work in harmony with the universe. And also, you can sign up for our free What's Up in the Heavens or call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. And again, that number is 877-524-8300. And I hope you had a great start to your holiday season and that you will continue to have a wonderful one. Stay tuned next for Dr. Pat. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.